Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Wednesday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 9, and we've been talking about eternal things. On Monday we saw Hebrews 9:24, and we saw the eternal place. The Bible says, "For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself." On Tuesday, we saw the eternal payment. The Bible says, "Nor yet that he should offer himself often, as the high priest entereth into the holy place every year with blood of others." Well, today we're looking at Christ, our eternal priest. The Bible declares, "For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now, once in the end of the world, hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself." Now, let's backtrack just a moment and talk about the fact that the Lord Jesus, our eternal high priest, as our eternal high priest, he offered himself once and forever. He did not enter into the eternal holy place, the Holy of Holies in heaven, over and over again, because once satisfied, once and forever, that requirement of that holiness that was required by God. Understand that the scripture says, "For then must he have suffered since the foundation of the world." That didn't happen. The Bible goes on to say, "But now once in the end of the world." Now, this brings up a point. There are those today, as a matter of fact, in the broad scope of the word Christendom, there are people today who still have a crucifix that is a cross with a figure of Christ hanging on the cross. And it's in stark contrast to a Bible believer. If they should wear a cross or depict a cross, the cross is empty. And you say, "Well, what's the difference?" Well, there's a fundamental difference in that the cross for the Bible believer is empty because the sacrifice of Christ is finished. He's no longer on a cross. He's no longer suffering for our sin. It's finished. It's once, it's forever, it's over. But you see, those that carry the doctrine of the crucifix and a Christ still on a cross, they also practice daily sacrifice, or at least if not daily, as often as they celebrate the Eucharist, they teach that the body of Christ and the blood of Christ is being sacrificed, and so that it is a continual and perpetual sacrifice, that it just keeps happening over and over and over again as often as they celebrate Mass. Well, the scripture says just the opposite is true. Matter of fact, condemns that with no uncertain terms. "For then must he have suffered since the foundation of the world." Didn't happen. Says rather that the crucifixion of Christ, and he is our eternal priest, it was planned. The Bible says, "But now, once in the end of the world." It was planned one time, never happened before. It will never happen again. It's complete. Not only was it planned, but it was purposeful. The Bible says, "But now once in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin." And that's exactly what he did. He appeared on this earth, lived that sinless, vicarious life, that he might ascend with his own sinless blood in the presence of God the Father, and purposefully offer that blood for my sin and for your sin. And the Bible says that it was also personal by the sacrifice of himself. The high priest of the earthly tabernacle, they offered the bloods of bulls and goats. But Christ offered his own blood and entered into not an earthly tabernacle, but the eternal tabernacle in heaven, and there offered his blood, which was accepted before God. And therefore we have peace with God through Christ our Lord. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.